This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Here at the table, the former heavyweight champion of the world, Evander Holyfield, is here. He brought Chef Michael with him. And I'll tell you, anybody, we didn't have really breakfast. Anybody that brings you steak to, and my wife's a carnivore, so she's not even, she's off headset now. She's just grubbing like she's going to the electric chair later tonight. Anytime anybody brings you steak, you can stay as long as the hell you want. How you been, guys?
Fantastic.
That's super.
Yeah? Now, Evander, you're telling us your first job was working for the Atlanta Falcons, right?
Yes, it was. At 16 years old. Yeah.
Really? Didn't have the money to go to the game, so you thought, now what were you hawking? Peanuts, pretzels, popcorn, what?
Well, you know, it's all depend on what you get chose that day. You know, when you 16, you couldn't sell beer, so it was like peanuts, peanut popcorn, Coke, and ice cream. Those are four things that you do. And everything cost 35 cents.
Wow! How long ago was that?
This was happened to be in about 76.
Okay. Wow. Okay. So, obviously, the boxing career took off. You made a little money there, got a little notoriety, and you wore the best belt in the world for a period of time as well. And talk about what you've been doing since.
Well, make an adjustment. You know, life about adjustments. Adjustments is not bad. It can be good for you.
Yeah.
And now, you know, I'm working with Certified Angus Beef.
Right.
So, very quality product, and which, you know, want quality people.
Yes.
So I brought Michael with me, and it's called Mike. Probably could tell you about the quality of
the beef.
The beef.
We were sitting there talking about Skyline Chili. You're from Cincinnati.
Yeah.
I can't believe you grew up a stone's throw away from where I did. You graduated high school a year after I did.
Yeah, we were in the GCL together, weren't we?
Wow. I didn't know that. Had they had that in the bio, it would have been we could have got you on for a full hour and talked a little bit about it. So the Angus beef, let's talk about that first because you have to. But we're going to ask the key question is coming up. Okay, so talk about what we have here first and foremost.
Sure, this is the strip steak. So it's the champ's favorite cut, which is a New York strip steak, certified Angus beef brand. You guys in your market, you got Piggly Wiggly's, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Piggly Wiggly carries certified
Angus beef. Piggly Wiggly's, Pick and Saves, the Kroger's there now.
Yeah, Piggly Wiggly would be the one with certified Angus beef. So we created a recipe that we're giving people at Media Row, such as yourselves. I think Slim Pickens around here otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got the real deal steak sauce. So we created a sauce that's tangy, it's acidic, and it has a little hint of sweetness, but it packs a punch like
the
champ.
Oh, my God. I hate to eat on air, but that's fantastic. So this is what you like, Evander?
Well, I'm the best for the best. Well,
I can see you right now in an apron cooking on the back porch, right?
Well, you know what?
Or flying Michael in.
He taught me how to do it. And so they've been sending me this beef every month. And I just had a big freezer full of it. But I was going to take it over to my friend's house and let him do it because I didn't know how to do it. And so they taught me. All of a sudden now, I said, I ain't taking nothing. I cook it myself.
There you go.
I'm good.
Yeah. So everybody probably has asked you about, you know, the hardest punchers and Mike Tyson and all that kind of stuff. Do you ever get sick of talking about that? Or
no.
Is that what took you to the height of notoriety?
Well, you're right. The people that my toughest fight, it's the reason why people know you.
Yeah.
You know, it takes a champion to beat a champion. And so, you know, at one point in time in my life, it was Mike Tyson was the person that didn't nobody think we're ever going to beat him. And so I also had some kin folks who were kind of had Mike Tyson type of attitude. And I was the one that has always been quiet and all this. And they used to always, my brothers and sisters would get mad with me and say, I can't wait to you fight Mike Tyson. And I did, but
why? Because they wanted to see you beat him?
No, well, you know, no. No, it wasn't that. It was like they would have attitudes like that, you know, where they get frustrated and they just, you know, just bust out.
Right.
Now, my mama told us not to ever do that. God, my mama used to bust out like that. But, of course, when you get older, you get more control. She said, son, you don't have the same problem I have. Don't pick them up.
Right.
And so, you know, and I was able to do that. I was one of the kids who were able to do it. And they were so mad with me because I never got upset about nothing. I realized it's mama house. This is the rules and the regulation. I was able to follow the rules. So The fact of the matter is that they said, I can't wait till you fight Tyson. See what you're going to do.
Yeah.
And after all that time, and I fought him, you know what they said? I know you will beat him. You really.
Yeah.
they think it is.
Was he your hardest puncher?
No, George Foreman, the hardest puncher.
Okay. I know you guys got to run. Chef Michael, we could chat all day. The question is, Skyline or Gold Star?
Skyline.
You're the man. Okay. Skyline. You're allowed at the table anytime you guys want to talk.
Okay.
You got to get him some Skyline chili. Seriously.
Yeah, we'll hook him up.
Guys, thanks so much for stopping by. Evander Holyfield and also Chef Michael joining us here. And our certifying Angus Beef guys came over and brought us some steak. Fantastic job. Thanks so much, guys, for joining us.
Appreciate both of you.
Perfect. Thanks, guys.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.